Hello and welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter and we are very glad you joined us here today. Our topic is activities and the title of today's lesson is Great Pumpkins. Great Pumpkins. Anna, what's your favorite food that uses pumpkins?
Ooh, that's a hard question, but I love pumpkin in baked goods, like muffins. Hi everyone, my name is Anna, and I am your English teacher today.
Well friends, we have a lot to cover, so let's get started. Here's Anna with today's Read It.
Carving a pumpkin isn't hard, but you need a sharp knife. Taylor shows Alex some pumpkin carvings. They are really cool. Taylor likes the owl carving. Alex carves his own pumpkin. He carves a funny face on it. His pumpkin is big, but not really big. A pumpkin at a contest in California weighed 2,000 pounds.
Yesterday, we learned about a pumpkin festival. It sounds like it will be a lot of fun. Susie will do a report on this festival.
That's right, and we talked about different kinds of pumpkin foods, too. Which is your favorite pumpkin food?
But today, we'll talk more about carving pumpkins and those sort of fun things. We talked a little bit about it yesterday.
That's right, and I'm so excited to learn more about it in today's lesson. Carving pumpkins is a lot of fun and a great activity to do in October.
Yeah. Well, October is a great month. It's one of my favorites. Well, here's Christina with today's keywords.
Knives. Taylor 在电脑上找到各式各样南瓜雕刻，其中他最喜欢的一个是在南瓜上刻出猫头鹰的图案。猫头鹰就是 owl。Taylor likes the owl carving. Alex 也刻了一个南瓜，他雕的脸是一个滑稽的表情，滑稽好笑的表情就是 a funny face. He carves a funny face.在家中的一次雕南瓜比赛中，有一个南瓜重达2000磅。讲述一样东西有多重，可以用动词 weigh. The pumpkin weighed a lot. 至于2000磅，英文就是 2,000 pounds. Pounds 就是磅。The pumpkin weighed 2,000 pounds.
Is carving a pumpkin hard, Taylor?
No.But you need a really sharp knife.
Do people usually carve faces on pumpkins?
Yes, but some people carve really cool things on pumpkins. I'll show you.
Those carvings are amazing. There are some really cool designs.
I like this owl carving. It looks so real.
Maybe I should try to carve a pumpkin.
Well, our friends today are carving a pumpkin, and they need to use a sharp knife. A sharp knife will help you cut through the pumpkin. That makes it a lot easier. I don't think you could carve a pumpkin without a knife.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Knife is a key word today. Can you think of anything else you might need a knife for?
Oh, I can. When you cook, sometimes you have to cut meat and vegetables for your meal. So you need a knife.
Bravo! Good job, Peter. But remember, friends, if you use a knife, be careful. It's sharp. What does it mean if something is sharp?
Well, that means that it can cut you very easily. If you hit yourself on something sharp, you might get a bad cut and start to bleed. And you might have to go to the doctor to get it fixed.
That's right. So everyone, remember to be careful. Well, what do people usually carve on their pumpkins?
Well, most people carve faces on a pumpkin. And some people carve different things on their pumpkins too. You can be really creative. And I think we have a picture to show you one.
Wow, this carved pumpkin is so cool. It looks like a cat.
Yeah, it looks like a cat with some bat wings. It's very creative. I don't think I could carve something that good.
I think it would take a lot of time and patience to carve something like that.
Friends, have you ever carved a pumpkin that looks like this? Did it take a lot of work?
If you haven't, maybe you should try. And maybe now we should learn our grammar point. Here's Rebecca.
Hello, friends. If you want to tell someone that they should try to do something else, you can use this grammar point. Maybe noun should try to do something. For example, maybe she should try to cook Chinese food. Or maybe they should try to get more sleep. Make sure that you use it.
Thank you, Rebecca. Well, maybe we should go to conversation B.
Alex carved a pumpkin. Did you see it?
No. Can I see it, Alex?
It's at home, but I have a picture. Look.
That's a really funny face, Alex. Did carving it take a long time?
I carved it in about an hour. Finding the right pumpkin took a lot longer.
Why didn't you carve a scary face?
Funny faces are more fun.
So in conversation A, we talked about what you need when you carve a pumpkin. Do you remember what you learned?
Well, yeah, you need a sharp knife to carve a pumpkin. That's important. But it's also important to be careful if you do this activity.
Exactly. So then we learned in conversation B that Alex carved a pumpkin. Good for him. I wonder what he carved a picture of.
I think he carved a picture of a face. That's what the lesson said, remember?
I know. I just wanted to make sure you were paying attention. So what kind of face was it?
You don't think I know?
Well, sometimes you do stop listening. I have to make sure that you're still here with me, Peter.
It was a funny face, okay? Alex carved a funny face.
Good job! 100% for you, Peter. Friends, were you able to answer that question? Well, let's talk about funny things. Something funny is what makes you laugh. So, what makes you laugh?
Well, I like to watch funny movies and cartoons. They always make me laugh. Or spending time with some of my friends can be really fun and funny.
Right. Sometimes Peter makes me laugh with his funny jokes. Everyone, you can tell your friends about something funny. That will be a great conversation.
Yeah, it will. So Susie asks another question. Did carving the pumpkin take a long time?
Good question. And it's one that Christina wants to help us with. Here she is.
看到 Alex 做了南瓜雕刻， Susie 问他雕南瓜要花很多时间吗？ Did carving it take a long time? 有的人看到助动词后面接了 ing 的动词就觉得很奇怪。其实这个句子是说Did it take a long time? 它要花很久的时间吗？而这个它可以是名词，也可以是动名词或动名词片语。Susie 问的它是 carving it。一个动名词片语，我们来看例句。 Did making the cake take a long time? 做那个蛋糕要很久吗？或者 Did walking through the park take a long time? 要穿过公园要很久吗？
Thank you very much, Christina. Well, if something takes a long time to do, you're probably tired and need a break. So let's take one right now. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back from the break.Today we are talking about carving pumpkins. This is a really fun activity.
It is fun, but it also takes a long time to carve a pumpkin. But what else takes a long time? I think learning English can take a long time.
It can. Well, we don't have much time to lose then if it takes a long time. So let's go to conversation C.
Your pumpkin looks pretty big, Alex.
It is. It was heavy to carry, but I wanted to carve a big one.
It's pretty small compared to some pumpkins.
Really?
Yes. One pumpkin weighed more than 2,000 pounds. It won the pumpkin contest at a festival in California.
That's huge!
Yes!You could make a lot of pumpkin pies from that pumpkin.
So we are talking about carving pumpkins, and Alex carved one already. It has a funny face on it.
That's right. So the face might make you laugh. And Alex took a long time to find the perfect pumpkin, and I think he got a big one.
Yeah, it was heavy to carry. Something heavy weighs a lot. You have to be careful trying to pick up something that's heavy.
That's good advice. Something big is usually heavy, but Susie says that this pumpkin is small compared to some other pumpkins.
So what does that mean? Well, first let's learn about using the phrase compared to.It's time for more help from Christina.
Alex 说他的南瓜很重，可是 Susie 说比起某些南瓜，你的南瓜还蛮小的。It's pretty small compared to some pumpkins. 它完整的说法可以说成 It's pretty small if it's compared to some pumpkins. 只是 if 所引导的子句把 if it's 删减掉。以分词片语 compared to some pumpkins 来表达。我们来看例句好进一步了解。She is pretty smart compared to some students. 比起某些学生她相当的聪明。或者 This one is pretty heavy compared to other boxes. 跟其他的箱子比起来这个还蛮重的。这样的句型请你自己再练习一下造三个句子试试看。
Thank you, Christina. So this pumpkin is pretty small compared to some other pumpkins. Some pumpkins are really big, and this one is smaller than those.
What are you talking about? That's huge.
Well, you are right. And that's today's calendar phrase.
That's huge.
That's huge.
那好大哦
Look at my pumpkin.
That's huge.
Yes, it's from my garden.
That's huge.
Yes, I grew it myself.
That's huge.
I'm going to make a pumpkin pie.
That pie will be huge.
Yeah, really huge.
That's huge.
That's huge. 那好大哦。
So how big can pumpkins get? Well, one pumpkin weighed over 2,000 pounds.
2,000 pounds? That's amazing. I can't even imagine a pumpkin that big. I would never be able to carry that.
Well, you're right about that. That's way too heavy for one person to carry. Well, pumpkins are amazing, aren't they? They can be big. They can be small. We can carve on them. We can put candles in them. There's so many fun things to do with pumpkins.
Yes, but my favorite thing is eating pumpkins. They're really delicious. Well, friends, we've learned a lot, and now it's time to review our keywords. I hope you follow along with us right now.
Here's our first keyword today. Knife. Knife. Cut the bread with a knife.
Owl. Owl. Owls fly around at night.
Funny. Funny. The funny picture made him laugh.
Weigh. Weigh. How much does this heavy box weigh?
Pound. Pound. My dog weighs 55 pounds. All right, friends, those are our keywords today. And now it's time for us to look back at our conversations one more time.
Is carving a pumpkin hard, Taylor?
No, but you need a really sharp knife.
Do people usually carve faces on pumpkins?
Yes, but some people carve really cool things on pumpkins. I'll show you.
Those carvings are amazing. There are some really cool designs.
I like this owl carving. It looks so real.
Maybe I should try to carve a pumpkin.
Alex carved a pumpkin. Did you see it?
No. Can I see it, Alex?
It's at home, but I have a picture. Look.
That's a really funny face, Alex. Did carving it take a long time?
I carved it in about an hour. Finding the right pumpkin took a lot longer.
Why didn't you carve a scary face?
Funny faces are more fun.
Your pumpkin looks pretty big, Alex.
It is. It was heavy to carry, but I wanted to carve a big one.
It's pretty small compared to some pumpkins.
Really?
Yes. One pumpkin weighed more than 2,000 pounds. It won the pumpkin contest at a festival in California.
That's huge!
Yes! You could make a lot of pumpkin pies from that pumpkin.
Wow, that pumpkin festival was great!
Yeah!
Yeah, the pumpkin pie, the pumpkin bread, the pumpkin soup. Pumpkins really are a cool vegetable.
Yeah, I told you.
So, Ginger, what food will you make from your pumpkin? Pie, bread, soup?
No, I'm not cooking this pumpkin. I'm carving it.
Oh, will you carve a scary face on it?
No, I don't want a scary face.
Oh, well, what do you want to carve?
I want to carve a funny face.
Oh, a funny face.
Yeah, your face.
Very funny, Ginger.
Yeah, I know it's funny. That's why I want to carve it. With my big knife, I'll carve the pumpkin.
Well, maybe I should help you.
Oh, okay, be careful.
Okay, ready?
Water, fruit,
Hi everyone, I'm Jack, and this is Jack's File. And I'm making a list of the things I have to do today. These are my errands. Do you want to run errands with me? Come on. Everyone has errands to run. Some people run errands every day. Others do errands once a week. What errands do you run? Do you go to the supermarket to buy food? That is an errand. Do you go to the post office to send mail? That's also an errand. What else is an errand? Going to the bank? Going to the drugstore? Going to the dry cleaners? These are all different errands that people do. When you go on an errand, you take a short trip to get something done. You can run errands for yourself, and you can also run errands for other people. Sometimes you can run many errands in one day. Other times, you might only do one. It depends on how much time you have and what you need to do.
Well, I did a lot today. I went to the bank, I went to the post office, and I went to the grocery store. I think I finished all my errands. Let me check. Oh, I almost forgot. Today is my friend's birthday. I need to stop by the bakery to buy a cake. Well, one more errand, then I'll go home. See you later, friends. I hope you finish all your errands today.
Oh no! We are finished with today's lesson. We're done talking about pumpkins.
Already? That went so fast.
Well, friends, thank you so much for learning with us today. What was your favorite key word?
Oh, that's a great question, Peter. Friends, you can use your favorite key word in a sentence, or try using all the key words in some sentences.
That's a great idea. Make sure you practice. Using the keywords often will help you know them a lot better.
So now tomorrow we will start a new topic here on the show. I'm sure it will be a lot of fun. So make sure you come back and join us then.
Yeah, you don't want to miss it. See you then, right here on...
Let's Talk in English!
Goodbye!